And undocumented migrants who've spent a number of years in this country will be able to regularise their status under a new scheme that will open in January. Justice Minister Helen McEntee is on the line to tell us more about that. And we'll also be talking about the prospect of more restrictions this Christmas after yesterday's NPHET meeting. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Áine. Hi.
And let's start with this new scheme you're announcing, a once-in-a-generation scheme, you say. What's involved and who qualifies?
Well, maybe only if I could ask people just to think about something. There are potentially thousands of people living in this country. They are here now. They live in our community. Their children are in our schools. They're working. Many of them are paying taxes, so they're not just contributing economically, but they're very much part of the fabric of our community, and yet they're undocumented. And it leaves them very vulnerable. It leaves their families vulnerable, and it means that they can't become a full part of our society. And I think we can all probably say that we know somebody in a very similar situation, be it living in America or elsewhere. And I believe that it's the right thing to do to regularise them. And that means essentially to give them documentation to make sure that they are here legally, and that they can live their lives, because so many of these people, they're vulnerable. They may be working in low-paid jobs. We've seen even throughout the pandemic, some of them have been slow to come forward, be it for testing, be it for their vaccinations. That obviously is not the right thing. It's not the way we want people to be living their lives. So this is a scheme that will encourage people who are here for 4 years, those who are here with children, that it's 3 years, that they would come forward and that we would be able to document their status and that they can go about their lives. And as I said, I believe it's the right thing to do.
How many people do you expect to apply for this? Around 17,000 is the figure in media reports today.
It is, and I suppose that's the figure that we have from the Migrant Rights Centre. Obviously, because they're undocumented, we don't fully understand the number that's there, but the number that we have is around 17,000, potentially 3,000 or 4,000 children. It may be a little bit less, it may be a little bit more, but again, that's our understanding of potentially the amount of people. But these are people who are here, as I said, they're here, they're living in our communities, they're part of our community.
And they've been here all through the past 2 years of the pandemic. What impact has COVID had on migration here?
On migration in general, I suppose we've seen probably a similar amount of people coming to this country. However, obviously this scheme will apply to people who have been here for longer than just the pandemic. So these are people who are here for 4 years, and many of them will be here much longer than that. You'll have people who are here over a decade, some of whom haven't been able to travel home, haven't been able to see family and friends for a long, long time. Those who have been here during the pandemic, as I've said, you know, many of them are working in our health service, many of them are working in caring roles, many of them have continued to work throughout this pandemic. At the same time, they have been in some way vulnerable because of a fear, perhaps, of coming forward, of engaging with any type of government services, of engaging with the health service. So it's important that we allow people to come out of the shadows. I mean, some of these people are living in the shadows, and that we provide them with that reassurance and that certainty that they're here, they're in our communities, and that we want them to stay and to continue to be part of our communities.
Didn't France give citizenship to healthcare and other emergency workers who, without documentation, who'd worked during the pandemic? Should you be going further?
Well, what I would say about this scheme is that it is extremely broad, and I have tried to make sure that we will capture as many people as possible. But this is an undocumented scheme. It's a long-term undocumented scheme. And what you will find is that many people who have been working throughout this pandemic will be included in this scheme. There's many people who have been here for a lot longer than the pandemic, and they will come in under this scheme. If you have a deportation order, this is something that has been asked of me, you know, you have many people who are here for years. They had permission when they came over, so I don't think anybody, most people don't come over with the intention of finding themselves in an undocumented state. They may have come over on a student visa, they may have a work visa, their business might have decided not to continue with it, and they find themselves here in this situation. So there's lots of different types of scenarios. Yes, healthcare workers will come under it, people in the international protection system will come under it. Somebody who was a student 10 years ago may come under it. So it is quite broad.
On NPHET, on COVID Minister, the NPHET letter, it's widely reported today. We've already heard from Paul Cunningham. It's expected to recommend reduced capacity for pubs and indoor hospitality, more use of COVID passes, the possibility of nightclubs closing, certainly different opening hours. Is the Cabinet going to meet to decide on this today or this weekend, or will it be the usual stringing it out until next Tuesday?
So we don't have a cabinet arranged for today, is my understanding, and I hope you'll appreciate I haven't seen this advice. This has only been presented to the Minister for Health this morning, so without actually seeing exactly what's in this, you'll appreciate I don't think it's helpful for me to speculate. I have always taken on board the advice from NPHET, as has the entire government and cabinet, and we'll do so in this instance. I mean, without commenting on the specific possible recommendations, because again, as I've said, I haven't seen this advice. We do know that numbers are stabilising. We do know that, obviously, as more people are receiving their third vaccine and indeed even their first vaccine, mm-hmm. this is having a really positive impact on numbers. But we also know we're still dealing with a Delta wave. We still have an uncertainty around this new variant of COVID. And obviously, we need to take all of this on board. So, of course, we'll take on board the advice, whatever
absolutely.
That is.
Absolutely. And I know you haven't seen the letter, Minister, but equally, it is being widely reported. People the length and breadth of the country are talking about it. We'll be hearing from the hospitality sector in a moment. And it's this pattern that we have become used to, you know, it's almost like conditioning the public. But at this stage, do you not get that for many people it's frustrating and they would like government to move with more promptness and more clarity?
And we will move as quickly as we can. I mean, it's not helpful that I'm talking to you and I haven't seen the letter. I would agree, and I don't find it helpful that I have to talk to you about something that I haven't yet seen. So it's important that I and my colleagues are able to see this as quickly as possible, that we can move on it. But, you know, we have to be able to look at this advice and take it on board. I don't think it's helpful that we would make an immediate decision on something. We need to make sure that whatever we do, we're clear about what we're doing it and why we're doing it. Of course, if there are impacts on businesses at any stage of this, I hope people would agree that we haven't left people wanting. We have always responded where business has needed additional income, where individuals, where they have potentially lost their jobs, but we have always provided that support, and this won't be any different now. It won't be any different over the Christmas months. I mean, I'm particularly conscious that we've asked people to pull back, we've asked people to reduce their social contacts, and I'm talking to businesses, particularly in the hospitality sector, and I know the impact that that's having on them now. This should be their busiest time, and it's not. So we are we are taking this on board. We are going to support all of these businesses, as we have always done throughout the pandemic.
You talk about clarity, Minister, but a lot of criticism coming from the public is about flip-flops and confusion, for instance, on whether to subsidise antigen testing, or the latest the news this morning that there's a delay to the introduction of PCR and antigen tests for arrivals until Sunday. Again, a lot of clarity suggesting perhaps a lot of confusion behind the scenes in government.
No, I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, I think we are in a very fluid situation, and unfortunately we have been for some time because of the nature of COVID. What we've seen with the antigen test is that the market has corrected itself. And I think anybody I've spoken to, if you ask them, would you prefer see the market reducing the cost of antigen tests or government having to subsidise, I know which one they would say, and where the money from health should be spent elsewhere. So I think, you know, that wasn't a matter of flip-flops are changing. We simply saw the market adjust itself and the decision was taken that there wasn't a need for subsidies. In relation to the antigen testing and the PCR, again, I think people will appreciate that a number of departments are involved here. It takes time where you have to engage and make sure that the regulations are correct. This is simply procedural. It's not that there has been a change at all. There just is a little bit longer time needed between departments to finalise these. So it's not about, you know, government flip-flopping or changing direction. We have to change direction sometimes because of the nature of this pandemic. Everybody is doing their best here, and really everything that we have done has been with the intention of keeping people safe.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you for your time this morning. It is 23 minutes past 8.